It is not a minor issue. In 2.5 years, they basically killed at least 80,000 between 1998 and 2000. And so the potential here for quite serious loss of life is very real.
Your report says that neither country actually wants to go to war, but both countries want to keep the issue on the back burner. Why?
Well, for two reasons. One is each side believes that the other has been unreasonable, and only by beating the war drums will they ever get enough attention to get their interests met. And the second is that, to some degree, each government has used the threat of war to justify maintaining internally repressive policies with respect to the political space. So in Ethiopia, you've seen restriction on the opposition party, arrests of the opposition party leaders who were just released not too long ago. In Eritrea, you really have a police state. And so they use the threat of war as a justification for maintaining those kinds of internal political restrictions.
Now, how can the international community get Ethiopia to withdraw its soldiers from territory that they awarded to Eritrea?
The key there is to provide Ethiopia with some assurance that their own concern that this would not be the first stage in a new border with Eritrean troops closer, deeper into Ethiopia that would result in future incursions, by having Ethiopia receive some assurance that their relations with Eritrea will become normalized. They say normalize the relations and we'll recognize the border decision of the Ethiopia-Eritrea Border Commission. Eritrea says let them recognize the border and then we'll be happy to normalize relations. Well, what we've suggested in this report is that each side get something of what they want on a tit-for-tat basis, that Ethiopia says it recognizes the border and will permit the beginning to physical demarcation as Eritrea begins to permit normal economic relations between the two countries. And so what we've tried to design is each side building confidence as it sees the other side take steps in the direction of their own concerns. So Eritrea would see a border that would increasingly be physically demarcated. Ethiopia would see increasing linkages in terms of economic relations and diplomatic relations between the two countries. And one of the things that we've suggested is that the international community could support that by helping to develop a development plan and cross-border economic projects that would benefit both countries, but be put into effect only after there was a final demarcation of the border.
Well, for those of us who have been following the news for a long time, we've seen that Eritrea has done many things to chase away UN forces from the temporary security zone. What kind of incentives can be created for Ethiopia to agree to a withdrawal?
I think that the key is to create a situation in which the UN is the manager of a mediation with respect to Ethiopia receiving clear benefits in terms of economic relations, beginning to see that at the end of this process they'll have access to the Eritrean port of Assad, which is Ethiopia's natural port as well, to the outside world. And that in this process, hopefully they would recognize that the clear benefits to agreeing to accept, which they did in the past, but they've refused to permit it to be implemented, the final and binding arbitration of the Ethiopia-Eritrea Border Commission, which essentially recognized most of Eritrea's claims as to territory.
Now, Ethiopia finds itself tied down by domestic pressures and also a heavy mobilization in Somalia. What role do you see for an Eritrean policy to push a further aggravation of this border dispute given this type of a situation?
Well, I mean, that's one of the issues that clearly has to be on the table. Both sides, Eritrea and Ethiopia, when I was out there just a month ago, acknowledge that they support the opposition in each other's countries. And to some degree, they acknowledge that they support proxy forces around the region, including Somalia. And so one of the objectives of achieving a border solution is that it would be paralleled by, as I said, normalized relations, as well as each country desisting from supporting armed groups in the other country and desisting from supporting proxy forces, which obviously spur the destabilization in the Horn of Africa. We're talking here about Somalia, about Chad, about Sudan. This is a situation in which the conflict between Ethiopia and Eritrea destabilizes the entire Horn of Africa.
Do you think that this dispute is enough of a problem to bring down either one or both of the governments?
I think that that potential clearly exists, and one would hope that they would both see it ultimately in their interest to move away from an outright war and recognize that what they're doing thus far is to throw oil on the ground, and that any kind of spark, unfortunately, they will then not be able to control the following fire.